haven't used social media for over 3 months straight, which is quite special because I'm an influencer with a few million followers. And today I just want to teach you the way that I did it, because I had actually tried to quit consuming content for months. You know, like most people, I just saw how much time I was wasting scrolling on Instagram reels or watching pointless YouTube videos. And I had tried so many times to quit doing this and to save my time and my mental health, but I just kept on failing and going back onto the apps. That was until about 3 months ago when I made a change that has given me the single best progress so far. Like, it's really been about 3 months since I've consumed the kind of content that I used to. So the first thing that I did, which was actually quite unique, I didn't download a blocker, you know, like those apps that block the website from your computer or your phone, because I just thought that's so pointless. Like, yeah, you can download that and it will block the app up until you just uninstall the blocker app, right? It just seemed foolish to me. It's like the equivalent of like your alcoholic father throwing out the beer cans, but then he'll just go to the store and then buy more when he wants them. Throwing it out doesn't help. And it's the same with like deleting the apps of your phone. So I didn't actually do any of that to begin with. The first thing that I did, which actually made a difference, but it was accidental, was that I studied dopamine. There's definitely better people to teach it to you than me, because dopamine is like a scientific thing, but I'll explain to you in more of a bro science kind of way. Dopamine is kind of like our motivation molecule. It's something inside of us that dictates how much of a craving we get for something. When we feel like going to do something, like, for example, scrolling on Instagram, or if we get the desire to go and watch porn, your dopamine starts to go up in pursuit of that pleasure. Once you've done the bad habit, your dopamine crashes back to the baseline and then even below it. And that's where that sort of insidious, depressive kind of feeling comes in when you're doing bad habits that you know you should be quitting, but you keep going back to them. And so you start to feel worse than you did just before that pleasurable bad habit in the first place. So basically, all you need to understand is that when you feel like doing a bad habit that's like pleasurable, your dopamine goes up. And when you do the bad habit and you get that spike of dopamine, after you're done, your dopamine actually crashes back down below the baseline. So it's kind of like the opposite of a gift that you're giving to your future self. Like, a gift to your future self would be you working hard and studying so that you get better grades, or going to the gym so that you've got a better physique tomorrow. But the opposite of that's kind of like a curse, where you are rinsing your future self's dopamine today. And so when I studied this, I really thought to myself, like, what would a person who respects themselves, who loves themselves, and particularly, very, very interestingly, loves their future self do in this scenario? If you love your future self, you won't curse them with having a lower baseline dopamine. Because you know that when you do bad habits, it's not just about like the 1 hour that you watch porn today. It's that, first of all, yeah, you do waste the 1 hour, but also after that, your dopamine is lower than it was at the start, because it crashes below the baseline, which means that now your motivation for the things that require hard work is actually less than it was before. So you've effectively handicapped your future self. And when you do this over and over again, your dopamine baseline keeps going lower and lower and lower. And this is when you get the feeling that you're just not motivated to do anything. And if anything requires a bit of hard work or patience, you just can't stand for it anymore. When you're on social media, your dopamine is getting absolutely spiked because of just how much pleasure and stimulation there is. And this is, by the way, it's even more severe when it comes to the unpredictability of this content. Dopamine goes up when you're in anticipation of a reward, but if there's an unpredictable reward, like for example, if you only get the reward sometimes, then your dopamine goes up more. So for example, if we were going to quantify this in a very bro science kind of way, this is like the slot machine psychology, where if you are doing something in which there's a variable reward, there's unpredictable rewards, you are more likely to get addicted. If, for example, every time you put a dollar into a slot machine, you lost 10 cents, it wouldn't be very enjoyable, right? You wouldn't get addicted to a machine that made you lose 10 cents every single time consistently. It'd just get boring. But if you lose 25 cents and then you gain 10 and then you lose $1 and then you gain 5, and you see where I'm getting at. If it's random, that's when you get addicted more. That's when your dopamine gets spiked more. This is why, for example, people stay in like chaotic situationships because they're so random compared to the stability of a good relationship with a healthy partner comes in. So consuming on social media hijacks your dopamine because the content that you see is actually so unpredictable. Sometimes you see like a YouTube video or you scroll to an Instagram reel that's so enjoyable, it's so funny, it's perfect for you. And then you scroll like 5 more times and it's just boring. There's nothing that really hooks your attention there. That actually makes it more addictive. Like the fact that there's some boring Instagram reels makes it more addictive than if every single one was funny. This is just like a weakness of the human brain, probably because we crave novelty for survival. So basically, dopamine is important because it's our feeling of being motivated, but many things in the modern day actually hook our dopamine and make us feel demotivated because of the fact that our dopamine skyrockets when we do them and then plummets below the baseline afterwards. By engaging in bad habits like social media consumption, your dopamine is being stolen from your future self, which means that you will literally feel less motivated tomorrow if you scroll more today. That was the first big thing that I did to quit social media. I just studied dopamine and I really thought to myself, like, that's not the way that I want to live. I want to live my life with really healthy levels of dopamine, high levels of motivation, and I don't want to do anything that takes away from my future self, because whenever I've delayed gratification and I've set things up for my future self, for my life to be better, I'm always super, super happy that I did that. It was the baseline understanding of dopamine that really made things different this time when I was trying to quit social media. It really made me take things more seriously because I did like this 80-20 analysis to realize that my single worst habit that I was doing was scrolling on Instagram. And it's just unacceptable, you know, especially when you don't want to live like that anymore. So I started to get like almost this anger, like this dark fuel inside of me to say, like, I'm sick of living like this. I'm an adult and I can't even control my own actions. And worst of all, it's actually taking away from my levels of motivation that I'm going to have for like the things that I actually want to work on. So step one, learn about dopamine. Maybe after this video, you can go and watch a couple of good videos about dopamine. I went onto YouTube and I searched Dopamine Andrew Huberman. And there was one by this YouTube channel called After School, where it was kind of like a drawing on like a whiteboard. I think it was like 10 or 20 minutes long, and that one was really good. So maybe just go and try and find that video and go and watch it. After that, I used something that I had learned from my years of obsessing over self-improvements, which was that you can't really get rid of a habit. You actually have to replace it. It's easier to replace a habit than it is to just make one disappear. So I thought, okay, well, I scroll for like 3 hours a day. And that's not even including business-related work where I'm checking comments or anything like that. I need something else to do in that time, because if I don't do anything else, then I'm just going to have this free time that's in like a vacuum where I'm probably just going to go to the next source of easy dopamine. And I just thought to myself, what if I just go and exercise for an extra 3 hours on top of the workout that I was doing already? And by the way, this wasn't like, okay, I'm going to do 3 hours of actual exercise, but rather I need to use up 3 hours in the gym, like, you know, in the sort of fitness sort of block of my time. And so I didn't actually work out for like, you know, 3-4 hours a day, but rather I just stayed in the sort of gym environment for that time. So I would do my normal weightlifting workout, which was like about an hour or so long. And once that was done, I would actually sit around the gym, because I go to like a really nice gym that has like a restaurant and everything. And I decided, you know what, if I just stay outside in this restaurant, I'm not going to scroll. Like, I don't know about other people, but I'm not going to scroll in public. That's just like, I'm not that down bad. You know, scrolling in public is like next level down bad, right? So I was like, yeah, why don't I just like stay out in public? I'll eat here afterwards, or I'll get a coffee or a drink or something. And then that should give me like an extra few hours where I'm not at home in my bedroom, which is where I scroll all the time. And I did just that. And what I did was I would sit after my usual workout. I'd stay outside. So if your gym has like a restaurant, you could do this. And if it doesn't, then maybe you could just go find like a cafe or something. And I would just take my book there and I would just read for an hour whilst I'd order like a coffee and a drink. And then what I did was I started to do mobility, like a stretching session after this. So suddenly I was just stretching for like half an hour, 1 hour extra per day. So I would wake up, work, do my usual weightlifting workout, sit outside and just kind of rest a little bit. And then I would go back inside and do like a mobility class. My gym also has like mobility classes and stuff, which is quite nice. But obviously you can just do your own stretching. That's okay. And then finally, what I started to do was I messaged my old kickboxing coach and I told him, okay, let's start training again. And so I started to go for those sessions again, which meant that I was doing technically like 3 workouts a day, but the stretching was, you know, pretty easy one, and kickboxing is cardio, whereas the weightlifting is like resistance training. So it didn't feel like I was, you know, being exhausted crazy or anything. And this way, I was actually outside for about 4 or 5 hours a day. And this is because I've got like a pretty free schedule, right? And of course, if you don't have as free of a schedule as I do, if you have like a proper job, then it'll be different for you. But just keeping myself super busy through the day made it so much easier for me to consider like, okay, well, I'm not going to be scrolling when I'm outside, so I'll just stay outside longer. And what was nice was this was actually happening through a pretty difficult period of my life. And so being outside was actually quite nice because when I was inside, I'd just be kind of in my head overthinking whatever. So this period lined up perfectly at a time when I actually really wanted to be outside more as well. I did this for about 2 months and it really, really helped. Like my scrolling social media use completely went down to zero. And after a little while, when I didn't feel like it was a risk for me to get addicted to it anymore, I changed the routine again because, you know, I didn't actually want to be like outside working out 3 times a day. So I took a bit of a easier period of my training, stayed inside a bit more, but actually the habit had already picked up. And since then, I don't scroll at all. I've not had the social media apps. I've not even been logged into them. And yeah, it's been very nice. So I've saved like 20 hours a week and I've finally beat this social media addiction. I know that there's like a lot of videos on the internet that teach you how to like stop scrolling and lower your screen time. But I well and truly have achieved this for myself. Like I genuinely have not been scrolling or consuming on YouTube or Instagram or any of these things. And honestly, my mental health is so much better than it was before. And I've put that time into my own personal development. But also, honestly, like I've just been spending more time just enjoying my life recently. My life for the last 5 years was more of a grind. And for the past few months, I actually just allowed myself to almost like cash out and enjoy my life more instead of, you know, just full focus on the grind. So, for example, I spent way more time with friends in the last few months. I've been going out for lunch every single day with a friend. And then recently I have a girlfriend now as well, which is so nice because I spend time with her. And it's been nice to just have this extra free time, which one isn't just being spent on just consuming brain rot, pointless content, including even like the educational content that's out there these days. And two, then just putting that time into something that's actually of value. So I hope this helps you because this is truly one of the biggest addictions of the modern day, if not the biggest addiction. And I know how tough it is to quit because I did try myself for many years. And I actually feel like I'm free from that now, which is just so beautiful. So I wish you the best. Goodbye.